for WCYB Digital Radio. This is today's cybercrime news. The United Kingdom's Ministry of Defense has suffered a significant breach after the personal data of UK military personnel was hacked through a third-party payroll system, with affected data including names and bank details of current and past members of the country's armed forces. According to The Guardian, immediate action was taken as the MOD shut down a contractor-operated external network and worked to understand the attack's scale and impact. Although ministers have declined to name the country behind the hack, Sky News has reported that China is responsible. Aiming to launder stolen funds from last year's Poloniex hack, PeckShield has revealed that the perpetrator has transferred 1,100 Ethereum, worth $3.4 million, to Tornado Cash, a U.S.-sanctioned cryptocurrency mixer. The Block reports the action follows last year's theft of $100 million from a Poloniex hot wallet, with notorious state-sponsored North Korean hacking group Lazarus Group widely considered to be responsible. Mixing services obscure the trail of stolen cryptocurrency, posing challenges for law enforcement. Law enforcement agencies, including Europol and the FBI, have resurrected the Lockbit ransomware group's seized dark website to tease revelations about the gang, notably its chief administrator, Lockbit Sup. PC Mag reports that despite this move, arrests have been limited due to the fact that the group is presumed to be based in Russia and the fact that country has a non-extradition policy with the US. Lockbit's quick migration to a new site further complicates efforts to curb the group's criminal activities. Microsoft has warned about the Dirty Stream vulnerability on Android, which allows malicious apps to hijack legitimate ones. Tom's Guide reports that the flaw has affected multiple apps with hundreds of millions of installations, with Microsoft reporting that two of the vulnerable apps, including Xiaomi Inc.'s File Manager and WPS Office, have since been patched. To mitigate Android malware risks, users should limit the number of apps they install on their phone and promptly install security patches as soon as they become available. Over 380,000 additional New York City public school students have had their personal data hacked in a massive cyberattack, escalating to more than 1 million the total number of children affected by a breach involving a former Department of Education software vendor. According to the New York Post, the DOE is notifying victims, initially reported at 800,000, and emphasizing the severity of the breach. Efforts continue to manage the fallout and secure affected individuals' data. And finally, unlike most cybercriminals, the Yahoo boys in West Africa openly flaunt their scams across social media platforms, amassing significant followings and views. Operating in the open, these scammers conduct various fraudulent activities worth hundreds of millions of dollars annually, with Wired noting that the group has thousands of members across Facebook, WhatsApp, and Telegram. Ars Technica reports that the scammers also have dozens of accounts on TikTok, YouTube, and document sharing service Scribd. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The daily news is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.